should all people be allowed to vote? Universal suffrage is often hailed as the cornerstone of modern democracy. The idea that every adult citizen, regardless of wealth, gender, or social status, possesses the inherent right to participate in the selection of their leaders is a relatively recent achievement in human history. For centuries, voting was a privilege reserved for the elite, often tied to property ownership or literacy. Today, while the principle of one person, one vote is widely accepted, debates persist regarding whether certain groups should be excluded or if specific requirements should be met before casting a ballot. The primary argument for universal suffrage is based on the principle of human equality. Proponents argue that since laws and government policies affect every individual within a society, every individual should have a say in how those laws are made. Excluding any group, whether based on age, criminal record, or mental capacity, creates a class of second-class citizens who are governed without their consent. From this perspective, voting is not a privilege to be earned, but a fundamental human right that protects individuals from government overreach and ensures that the diverse interests of the entire population are represented. However, some critics argue that the quality of democratic decisions depends on the competence of the electorate. This line of reasoning suggests that voting requires a certain level of maturity and understanding of complex socioeconomic issues. For instance, most countries set a minimum voting age, typically 18, under the assumption that younger individuals may lack the life experience or cognitive maturity to make informed choices. Some extend this logic to suggest that individuals who have committed serious crimes, felons, have broken the social contract and should forfeit their right to influence the laws they chose to ignore. Another controversial area involves civic literacy. In an era of rampant misinformation and fake news, some wonder if voters should demonstrate a basic understanding of their country's political system before being allowed to vote. Critics of this idea point out that literacy tests were historically used as tools of racial and social discrimination to disenfranchise marginalized groups. They argue that any test would inevitably be biased and controlled by those already in power, ultimately undermining the very democracy it claims to protect. Ultimately, the question of who should be allowed to vote reflects a deeper tension between the ideal of total inclusion and the desire for a responsible, informed electorate. While the trend globally has been toward expansion, the boundaries of the franchise remain a subject of intense political and ethical debate.